1-740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, Swap Shop is here. This is Glenn Coble, and I'm bringing you Swap Shop. Last week, we had three or four callers. I really liked that's kind of fun to have some callers. We don't want you to do anything you don't want to do as far as the COVID virus goes, so make sure you're very careful if you decide you want to get on Swap Shop and sell some of your tchotchkes. Make sure that you have arranged with the person that's coming to your house to pick up whatever they're picking up. You can keep some distance and wear a mask and that sort of thing. But here we are on Swap Shop, and if you're interested in putting your tchotchkes on Swap Shop, or if you have a garage sale that's coming up, I've seen a few out there. We'd love to advertise that for you for free, by the way. This is all done for free. That's one of the reasons why we don't, we really try not to allow people to have sell cars or guns or houses or any of that stuff on the air, because those require all sorts of registrations and that sort of thing. So if you've got other stuff, we'd be glad to put it on the air for you. All right? So call 740-383-9944 if you have something to sell. If not, we're going to do some trivia that I know if our favorite of all times naturalist is listening, Mr. Anderson. Anyway, if he's listening, he's got the answers to all these, and he's not allowed to call. All right? Only those of us who are not so sharp about nature can call. All right? All right. I'll get some of these. I'm going to give you 3 minutes on. You can call in and see if you can get an answer to this. The tougher ones, I'm not going to hold you up on those. We've got the very first. Very first one is kind of tough because I can't even pronounce the name. What is a malosidae? A malosidae. What is a malosidae? MOLOSSIDAE. Malosidae? Is that right? I don't know. What is one? Okay. In all of these, I'm going to give you a choice. So I used to love multiple choice questions. When my teacher said we were going to have a multiple choice test, I could ace them. Anyway, okay, here are the choices. Is it a rodent? Is it a bird? Is it a salamander? Or is it a bat? A malosidae. What is that? A rodent? A bird? A salamander or a bat? Do you know what a salamander is? They're kind of odd-looking critters. They're kind of like a lizard. I think they are cold-blooded, I believe. They're one of those animals that can lose a part and grow it back, I believe. Anyway, don't take what I tell you and take it to the bank, because sometimes I'm not sure. All right, a malosidae is a bat, one of my least favorite things. We were talking on the air yesterday about running into bats. Have you ever run into a bat? I've always been, well, if you listen to my shows, you've probably heard that I'm not a big fan of animals. I love animals, but they scare me. I don't like anything that moves faster than I do. And I don't move very fast anymore. And I don't like things that are little that I might squash, and I don't like things that are big that might squash me. Okay, so I'm not a big fan of bats, but I used to race the Chicago to Mackinac race from Chicago up to Mackinac Island, and I was walking down under the awnings on Mackinac Island after we had finished the race, and you probably don't know this, but you get sea legs when you're out in the water for any length, long period of time. And usually that race lasts 2, 3, 4, but this one happened to last 5 days. So I had terrible sea legs, and I was kind of wobbling back and forth. No, I had not been drinking. I was going to, but I hadn't been. And I was kind of wobbling back and forth, and here comes this bat flying underneath the awnings. Now, I'm not a big fan of bats anyway, so I kind of ducked and tried to move, but my sea legs didn't help me, and I ran right into that stupid bat. It wasn't the bat's problem. I didn't have echolocating like the bat did. I just had my feet, and they weren't working so well. So, yes, bats can hit your hair, I guess. Now, I didn't do anything. It just brushed against my hair. But he was gone faster than I was, and I was not there very long. Anyway, that Malosidae is a bat. Okay? This bat is also referred to as a free-tailed bat. I thought all bats had free tails. Anyway. Well, little do I know, right? All right, here's another question. Okay, I'm gonna give you 3 minutes on this one to answer, because you might be able to get the answer to this. This one I remember because I played violin for a long time when I was very young, and so I knew the answer to this, but. What North American animal was once used? My computer went away. I got to turn it back on. There it is. All right. What North American animal was once used to make bowstrings, shield covers, needles, beads, and paint brushes? Okay, you got 3 minutes, and I'm going to give you the choice. Okay. The choice is gophers, snowshoe hare, buffalo, grizzly bear. What North American animal was once used to make bowstrings, shield covers, needles, beads, and paint brushes? I'm going to have to use one of those paint brushes pretty soon, by the way. I kept saying to my wife all winter long, oh, I've got all these projects that I'm going to do in the spring. You know what? Spring's gone. I haven't done them. And one of them is painting my front window. I also have to glaze it. Have you ever tried to glaze a window? Not a whole lot of fun. It's basically putting putty along the edges so that the air doesn't come into your window. And it's not a lot of fun because you're supposed to make it look nice. That's the hardest part right there, just making it look nice. It's, you know, you wad it up in your hand and you make a long snake out of it, and then you put it in the window, and then you're supposed to take some sort of tool that will make it nice and give you a right angle on it. Never was very good at it. Anyway, that's something I got to do, and I'm going to promise that I'm going to do that by the end of the year. Well, it has to be done before the weather gets cold, because that stuff isn't very malleable, I guess is the word. All right. North American animal that was once used to make bowstrings, shield covers, and I assume they're talking about, you know, like the Native Americans use, shields, needles, beads, and paintbrushes. Was it a gopher? Was it a snowshoe hare? Was it a buffalo? Or was it a grizzly bear? We'll give you the answer to that in about 2 or 3 minutes. If you've got the answer, call us at 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything to sell or a garage sale that you want to advertise, give us a call at that number. You, by the way, you can also write us if you want to do that sort of thing at WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that again, because that make it easier for both of us. I just read it right off the, your postcard or whatever you send in to us. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Time right now, 12:25, and we're rolling down to the half hour. I'm going to try not to forget to take my break, right? I think I have a break on the half hour. Maybe I don't on this. Okay, well, we'll find out soon. Where in North America, since we mentioned moose, might be one of the answers on one of these questions, where in North America will you find a moose? I think that's what the question is. Yeah. Where might you see a moose in North America? Now, North America includes Canada and the United States. Where might you find a moose? Well, don't go looking. They're kind of mean when they want to be. They're not very handsome. But they're majestic, beautiful animals in their own right, right? A moose can be found in a boreal forest. And I knew what you were going to ask. What in the world is a boreal forest? So I looked it up for you. That's where you find moose. Mises, that's where you find a bunch of them big animals. Which, by the way, we found out earlier when we were doing a trivia thing in one of our earlier shows that moose are the largest deer in America, in North America. All right. A boreal zone is covered by forest lands that are made up of trees like pine, spruce, larch, fir, poplar, and birch. And there's usually more than one big forest in the boreal zone, so those forests would be called boreal forests. There are usually lots of lakes, lots of rivers. It's a wetland quite often. It's close, usually close to coastal regions. That's what a boreal zone is, okay? And that's where you're going to find mooses. All right. Let's see. Okay. We haven't got the answer on the other thing, so I'm going to give you the answer to that. The North American animal which was once used to make bowstrings, shield covers, needles, beads, and paintbrushes was buffalo. It is estimated, by the way, that at one time there were more than 25 million buffalo roaming in North America. That's a lot of buffalo. That's more than any of the big city populations that we have in North America, 25 million. And they used to use them for all sorts of things, as I'm sure you're aware. If you ever saw, what was the name of that show? I can't remember. It doesn't make any difference. If you ever watched any of the movies about Native Americans, you know that the Native Americans used buffalo for just about everything. Lunch, dinner, coats, blankets, saddles, everything. They really kept the Native American alive. And then the European came and decided it was just peachy to go out and kill them all. We fortunately are coming back with more and more of the buffalo. I would stay away from buffalo, much like I'd stay away from a moose. But I'd stay away from a mouse, so what the heck. Let's see, what's the next question? All right, this one's kind of interesting. Which of these creatures have no hind limbs? I'll give you 3 minutes on this one because this is kind of an interesting one. And I think as soon as I tell you the choice of the four, you'll know the answer to it, so you can call in at 740-383-9944 and be a hero. You can get your own very own attaboy or attagirl from yours truly. By the way, my name is Glenn Coble, and not yours truly. All right. Which of these creatures has no hind limbs? All right. A manatee, an elephant seal, a walrus, or a seal? A manatee, an elephant seal, a walrus, or a seal? Which of those animals does not have hind limbs? Don't have any back feet. Don't have any back legs. So which of those animals? And we'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to respond to that. Apparently, I don't have a break, by the way, at 12:30, because we just blew through it if I did, and I didn't hear it. So I guess I'm good to go. You're listening to WWGH here at 107.1. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to Swap Shop. If you have anything you want to advertise on Swap Shop, give us a call at 740-383-9944. We will take all sorts of things, including if you have some garage sales that you want to get some advertising for. All right. Which of these creatures was introduced to North America? You know, there have been all sorts of animals and plants that have been introduced to North America. Some are good, most are not good. If they weren't growing here to begin with, they probably didn't want to be here. But once they get here, they say, okay, I'll settle down and I'll make myself at home. Which of these creatures was introduced to North America? I'll give you four creatures, right? An otter, a leopard frog, a white-tailed deer, or a river rat. Which of those, which one of those four, otter, leopard frog, white-tailed deer, or river rat, were introduced to North America? Have you seen this fish that apparently has been introduced from Asia into our waterways? I think it's in the Missouri and the Mississippi, and they're afraid it might get into Lake Michigan. And there are some lakes that have it in that just jump out of the water, and they're going crazy, they're like a carp, I think, but they're overactive. They have AC/DC or whatever that's called. they jump into people's boats. I don't want that either. That's if that happens on your lake, I'm not visiting. All right. Well, anyway, I guess if it weren't for the Chicago River gates, they have gates at the so that the river doesn't flow freely out into Lake Michigan. But if it weren't for those gates, we might have those critters in Lake Michigan. I remember one of the critters in Lake Michigan that just bothered the heck out of me was the alewife. We had, this was back quite a long time ago, maybe 30, 40 years ago, we had an infestation of alewives. And they're, I don't know, they're like a perch. They're about that size, maybe a small perch. They were all over the Great Lakes. And they just died in droves and droves, and it just made the Great Lakes stink to high heaven. I think they were introduced as food for the tuna that they brought into Lake Michigan, but I'm not sure about that. I'm glad that was over with, because they were stinky dead fish. All right, we're waiting for the answer, and we're going to give you another minute. Which of these creatures was introduced to North America? Otter, leopard frog, white-tailed deer, or river rat? Okay? And if you get the answer correct, we give you a pat on the back. All right. Okay, I'm just going to give you this one because I don't think anybody will know this. We're not close enough to the ocean to know the answer to this. Common, Franklin, and Bonapartes are what kinds of... Common, Franklins, and Bonapartes are all kinds of what? Those are the names. Common, Franklins, or Bonapartes. They're all kinds of what? Are they kinds of cod? Are they kinds of ants? Terns? Snakes? Snakes is one of those things I really hate. I was in... When I was in basic training, we were crawling in the obstacle course. We were crawling on our bellies with our weapon across our arms and kind of staying under the barbed wire. And I heard somebody say, "Snake." And then another person, "Snake." And sure enough, there's a snake slithering toward me. I got underneath that barbed wire faster, I think, than I normally would. All right. And naturally, I'm getting phone calls that from people that in cities that I have no idea who they are. Do you get that? I get that all the time. I even get phone calls from people that are from the United States. That's what it says on my phone. This is from the United States. Anyway, I've got to decline this one or this person will go on the air with me and I don't want that. Okay, common, Franklins, and Bonapartes are all kinds of terns. Birds. A tern is a bird. And I'm pretty sure of that. There's also Caspians, Arctics, and Blacks. And they're all part of terns. I couldn't describe a tern to you to save my soul, but I do know that they're birds, all right? And I'm going to give you the answer to that one question. Which of these creatures was introduced to North America? Now, there were four chances. One was an otter. One was an otter, one was a leopard frog, one was a white-tailed deer, and one was a river rat. Well, all of us from Ohio know it wasn't a white-tailed deer, right? We know that. All right. Probably not an otter. So that leaves the leopard frog and the river rat. I'm going to give you a river rat, and that's the correct answer. They're originally from South America. It's a semi-aquatic rodent that lives down there in South America. You know, there's another rodent that lives down there. What's the name of it? It's a big, looks like a big rat. It'll come to me later. I don't like anything that looks like a rat either. I really have prejudice against a lot of animals. I love them all. I really, truly care about animals. I just don't want them in bed with me. I don't want them in my house. I don't want them walking down the street with me. I don't want anybody to hand me one. All right. I don't even know what a Mississippi kite is, unless it's a kite that was built by a kid from Mississippi. But a Mississippi kite has a wingspan of 3 feet. I'm struggling with my mouth today. 3 feet. That's what its wingspan is. It's one of the smaller birds of prey. So I guess it's like a hawk, right? It's called a Mississippi kite. And it's one of the smaller birds of prey. And it has a wingspan of, 3 feet. That's not small. We once had a hawk that used to sit in, we had a lot of trees. I live on Euler Avenue, and we have a lot of trees on Euler Avenue, tall trees. And it used to sit, one part of Euler Avenue has no trees left. That's the the north end of Euler Avenue. Anyway, this hawk would sit up and at the very top of this tree. We could see him, and he could see us, and we would take our little puppy dog out, who is only 12 pounds, and I always was a little bit worried about leaving her out there when the hawk was there. So one day there was no hawk, so I left her out, and then I decided, well, I better go out and get her. And this hawk came around the corner of the house. I know he was aiming for her. And fortunately, I went out at the right time, was leaning over to pick her up, and he zoomed by my head. And I'm sure he was looking for lunch. That would not have been good and made me very mad. But he did not get little Cheyenne. That's the name of my puppy. Big, huge hawk. Red-tail hawk? I think I asked James the other day if that would be what he was. James Anderson, our naturalist here in Marion County. Anyway, so let's move on. What is the largest member of the fur seal family? Now, again, I'm not a big, I don't know a lot about seals because we don't live close to, enough to the ocean to know them. But the largest member of the fur seal family is the northern fur seal, not the harbor seal fur, which, by the way, I have helped get back to life. When I was very young, we visited my aunt and uncle out in, can't remember the name of the island in Maine, but there was a harbor seal there that was had washed up on the rocks and was not doing well, and we took it to the local vet, and the vet nursed it back to health. But the largest fur seal is a northern fur seal, not the gray seal or the harp seal or the harbor seal. They can get up to 270 kilograms. Again, don't ask me what a kilogram is. President Jimmy Carter for not following up with making the metric system our system. You know, I looked that up last week. I think it was one of my trivia questions. There are three countries that don't use the metric system: the United States, Liberia, I believe it is, and Malabar. I think those are the three. Anyway, not big name countries except for ours, but none of us use the metric system, which was designed to base everything on tens, which seems like an easy way to do things, but I guess we didn't win that argument. Okay, this one I know you don't know, so I'm just going to read right through it. What's another name for a stoat? It sounds like a cigar. You might, a very short cigar, right? A stoat. Is it a prairie hen, a skunk, a short-tailed weasel, or a field mouse? Well, it's a short-tailed weasel. Have you had a lot of skunks lately? We've had a lot of skunks around our house. I think last week I talked about a skunk that was making our house smell very strong. but I did talk about it because I talked about my grand dog. My son's dog got sprayed in the face by one and was not feeling well for a couple of days. Okay, I'm gonna skip some of these because they're harder than I'll get out, okay? And I don't want to bore you totally out of your skulls, right? That one's a tough one. Okay, I'm finding a lot of really tough ones here toward the end. Okay, the proper name for this family is Mustelid. Mustelid. Do you know what the family is? Okay, it can be one of these four things. Okay, that's the wrong answer. uh, Okay, here's the question. I missed the question. The question is, the fisher is part of which family? Well, the fisher is part of the weasel family. It's not a swallow, it's not a rodent or a bear, it's a weasel. And the proper name for the family is mustelid. I didn't know that. I'm lucky to know that a bobcat is a member of the lynx family. and I was a bobcat for 13 years. So, which of these North American animals can now be found in the wild in Europe and Japan? I'm going to give you a chance to answer this if you want to. 740-383-9944. Because this one sounds like one that you might have the answer to. Okay. Which of these North American animals can now be found in the wild in Europe and Japan? Is it a moose, a raccoon, an otter, or a snowy owl? And James and I talked about a snowy owl last week. I had a snowy owl sitting outside the window of when I was in the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. Our recital area, he was sitting right outside of that for several days. And apparently, the way James told me, our naturalist, he said when they run out of food or it gets too cold, they get kind of pushed south. And sometimes they're down here for several days. And this one was there for probably a couple of weeks, and then he went back north, I guess. But which of these North American animals can now be found in the wild in Europe and Japan? Is it a moose, a raccoon, an otter, or a snowy owl? Give us your best shot. All right. What type of bear is sometimes called a silver tip? Now, I know what a silver back is. That's a gorilla, right? But I don't know what a silver tip is. And it can be either a grizzly, a polar bear, a brown bear, or a Kodiak bear. Now, I don't know the difference between any of those things, except for I know the polar bear looks white. And I say looks white because I understand his hair is not really white. It's got a tint to it. But anyway, don't know the answer to that either, whether it's a tint of brown or a tint of black or what it is. Anyway, the silver tip is one of these four bear: grizzly, polar, brown, or Kodiak, none of which I want to meet in the wild. Now, I'm a little bit less afraid of a black bear, but that's because a black bear is a little closer to my size. I'd still not want to be around. I'd let it wander on. I have come face to face with a black bear when I was a very young person I think we were in Yellowstone or someplace like that. And my dad made sure that I got out of there. The type of bear that sometimes can be called a silver tip. You got it? Okay, it's a grizzly bear. The name came about because of the sheen of its fur. Yeah, it does have kind of a sheen to it. I have kind of a sheen to my hair right now. My barber keeps sending me emails asking me when I'm coming back. I don't think my hair's been this long since I was in my early 30s. And I'm not anywhere near my early 30s now. Okay, well, we were waiting for the answer of which of these North American animals are now found in the wild in Europe and in Japan. And the animal is raccoon. Raccoons can go anywhere, it seems like. We had raccoons at my house down in Athens. We had raccoons in the attic. We had raccoons on our porch. We had raccoons in our sewer. We had raccoons everywhere. But then we had deer walking down our street occasionally down in Athens. But I guess that's not unusual. My son's house in Worthington, we watched I think it's probably a 6 or 8 point a buck walk right crossed behind his house when we were down there last week. We're a lot more wild than we know. We just don't know how wild we are. There are coyotes, from what I understand, in every county in Ohio. Matter of fact, they're in most counties throughout the United States. So we're wilder than we know, but the wild just doesn't want to be seen, right? All right. 12:50, we've got about 9.5 more minutes, and you can call in if you have anything that you want to sell on Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. 740-383-9944. Or another alternative way to get your stuff advertised, and I'll read it on the air here, is if you'll send us a postcard or a letter tell us what you want to sell. Tell us what your phone number is. If you want to give a price, you're welcome to put a price on there. Make sure it's only the things that we allow our callers to sell. No cars, no guns, no houses, no apartment buildings, nothing like that. But send it to, are you ready? You got your pencil ready? WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that again. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. We're going to keep on keeping on this swap shop. I know we don't get a lot of calls right now with the COVID virus going on. Last week we had 3 or 4. That was nice. I love talking to the people that are doing that. But I understand it's a little iffy. How many people really want other people that you don't know coming to your house to buy something from you? That's why I'm a little surprised that I've seen so many. I think I've seen 3 or 4 garage sales, and I'm a little surprised that people are doing garage sales. But we'd be glad to advertise it for you. Maybe we can drum up some business, so give us a call here, 740-383-9944. Okay, let's continue on our nature trivia. This is all about animals. I love, like I said before, I love animals, but I don't really care to pick them up. I won't even step on an ant. Not that I'm afraid of stepping on an ant, but I won't step on an ant. Let's get back to the phone and see what we've got. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, Glenn, I got some golf equipment for sale.
Good. I love golf equipment. I'm not afraid of golf equipment. People are afraid when I have golf equipment, but I'm not afraid. Well, tell me about it.
We have a couple of sets. I mean, you know, they may or may not be complete. I don't play golf anymore because of my health, but I have 2 bags and plenty of clubs and... I just want someone to make an offer.
Okay.
We just really want to get rid of.
Sure, I understand that. I have 2 sets as well, and I've been thinking. I gave up playing golf once I got out of the public relations business. I hated golf. 4 hours of, or 5 hours of doing nothing.
I was a golf fanatic. I played 18 to 36 holes every day.
Oh my goodness! Well, now are these? Are these the old-fashioned club, or are they the cavity back club, or what?
No, they're just a menagerie of clubs. I think one of them might even call it the Big Bertha. I mean, it's a big driver.
Oh yeah, I know the Big Bertha. Yeah, I have a Big Bertha, as a matter of fact. Yeah, and I remember those used to sell for like $300 a piece just for the Big Bertha. Yeah.
I got that. And we have a few extra clubs, and just someone make an offer on them.
Okay.
We just want to get them out of the garage. We're renting out our garage.
I hear you. And as soon as they're done at your house, send them to my house, and I'll get rid of mine with you. What's the phone number?
740-361-0362.
0362. Let me give that back to you. You have a couple of sets of golf clubs.
Yeah. There's two bags they may even be some golf balls in there.
Okay. So they got two bags, so that's why we're saying two sets. But they're kind of... they sound like they're probably pretty good clubs, but they're kind of...
Well, it was my son's clubs that he used, and of course, he don't have time to even play golf anymore.
Yeah. I mean, are the golf courses open now with the COVID virus?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, and your number is 740-361-0362. If somebody wants to get in to golf at a cheap rate price, now's the time to call.
And just, it's me. I'm Roger, so.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling, and we'll announce it another time before I get off the air here.
All right. Thanks.
Good luck. All right. Bye-bye. All right. All my golf enthusiasts that are trying to, people that want to take up the sport, that's the way to get into it. Find somebody that's got some clubs that are decent clubs. I'm not sure how to explain what a decent club is, but find somebody that will sell you some clubs at a low price, because it's a very expensive sport if you go to the high-end stuff, especially since I don't know what the greens fees are now, but I would venture to say they probably average between $20 and $50 around here. My brother played at a golf course up in northern Michigan, and his greens fees were $175. I definitely would have given up playing golf at that price. I'm not a big golf fan, because I really thought it was like walking around for 5 hours, well, mainly because I was looking in the woods all the time. I could hit the ball a long way, but I had no idea where it was going, right? All right, now I can't hit the ball a long way, and I still don't know where it's going. I guess I liked it. I like being with the people. I like talking. I like drinking beer. That was part of the deal. But anyway, okay, so we've got a gentleman who's trying to get rid of a couple of sets. He's got two bags. He's got clubs. He has a big Bertha, so that tells me that there are some good clubs in there. He'd like you to give him a call, and he'll talk to you about the price on that. We didn't get a price on it. I'm guessing he's going to make up the price based on which set of clubs you decide you want. All right? 740-361-0362. We've only got another minute here, so I'll give that one more time after I say thanks for listening. You've been listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH 107.1 FM, and we had a good time with our nature trivia. Love the nature trivia. Have to tell James Anderson that I stumped you all. I stumped me. I didn't know the answer to any of that stuff. I thought it would be fun. I found out differently. Anyway, maybe you learned something. That's what we got to do. Day in and day out, we got to keep moving forward and keep learning, right? I've got an interesting show I'm planning in the back of my head for a progressive life next week. I was going to talk a little bit about it, but I think I'm going to just wait till next week and just spring it on you. All right. Okay. We only have a few more minutes or a few more seconds. So let me tell you about this. We have a gentleman that's trying to sell two sets of golf clubs. He's got two bags. He's got the clubs. He may even have some golf balls in the bags. I know what that's all about. Any bag I have has, a dozen golf balls in it, just because I had to have a lot of balls.
740-361-0362. Bye-bye. 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion Grocery Store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of ceiling things and everything. The height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody's ceiling. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, and teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
Is there any particular reason? I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day, and
oh gosh,
and it shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blow it up.
WWDH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Like us on Facebook by searching WWGH